the future is renewable energy, period. But we have to build out the renewable energy infrastructure and system before we can replace any of the carbon emitting fuels. So while a lot of it is talked about, like what are we going to ban, we have to build the renewable energy system in order to phase out coal and oil. But I will say that as a former coal miner, I feel strongly that we have to use tax credits there again in what we call the just transition. And what I'm proposing is something as aggressive as 50% tax credits for coal miners for the next 10 years of their employment after they lose their jobs. So that, and most of those people are really skilled workers. So the point being that if you have a 50% tax credit, that basically guarantees them the same wages in their next job, and they can be picked up as union IBEW or labor or whatever union you want to pick, building the, you know, putting the solar panels on people's roofs or doing big community-wide projects. And there again, one of the things I would propose is demonstration projects in the district, perhaps initially maybe one big one in St. Clair County, East St. Louis, for example, and one big one in one of the rural counties, so that people really see what it can be done. We're seeing some of this already. The Community College John A. Logan has a huge solar project, and a lot of the community colleges are actually doing more than the universities. We need to show people what it is and make it affordable for everyone.